Hello everybody! This podcast is dedicated to Julian Alaphilippe, the specialized bag size for the year 2022. This is Mika, your host from dmcx.com, and this is a very nerdy podcast. If it is the first time you listen to it, it's gonna talk about bag size, bag geometry, and I will talking about the bike setup. Right, so the 2x world road bike world champion is racing on the Specialized S-Works Tarmac SL7 for the year 2021 and the year 2022. So basically, why I'm saying this is because the bike itself don't really change much between the last year and this year. It is the same frame. What I mean same frame is same sizing and same fitting. The only cosmetic difference between the last year and this year is the color, because to celebrate the second world champion title. And the gears are finally let me do it properly. The gears are Shimano Dura Ace 12 speed, so they are finally delivering the gears to the pro teams. It took time because of a lot of delay in the factories closed during a big problem of the year 2020 and 21. It's still ongoing. But anyway, I will try to stick to the today's topics, to the bike of Julian Alaphilippe. So, Julian is 1.73 meters tall, and his weight is 62 kilograms. He is considered as an explosive type of climber, so he is not a pure climber, but he can certainly shake off a lot of rivals on repetitive climbs. It is exactly how he did win both world champion titles. Actually, he did shake everybody out on the last on the final climbs after several attacks, so he's a very good for this type of riding. So he's not a pure climber, he's not a time trialist really, he's a explosive type of rider. So his Tarmac SL7 fits him very well. It is a size 52 centimeter. So Specialized recommends a size 52 to riders from 1.63 meters to 1.70 meters on its own website. So as you probably know now, most of pro riders are riding one or two sizes smaller than the recommended size. So here it's not. He's 1.73 meters. And the maximum size recommended by Specialized is 1.70 meters for the size 52. So it's not exceptional, right? He's just basically just behind the fence of the next size. So he's well adapted on this smaller frame. It suits him very well because he's more nervous as it is smaller. So that's the reason he goes probably to the smaller size. In terms of the fitting is actually done by the company called Retool Fitting. It is part of a Specialized fitting system. So almost all of the pro riders riding on Specialized bikes are fitted with Retool once a year, and then they are fine-tuned later on with some dedicated fitter. So, the specific size of Julian is a saddle height measured from the center of the bottom bracket to the top of the saddle is 710 millimeters. And the saddle is set forward at the limit of the UCI, what is called a setback, acceptable setback, which is 51 millimeters setback of the saddle. You can shake sorry, you can check the sketch on my homepage. If you just go to dmcx.com and you look for Julian Alaphilippe post, then you will find the geometry, the detail of the geometry and the fitting. So it might be helpful if you want to have a look at what I'm talking about. The crank's length is 172.5 millimeters, and the handlebar is The handlebar is 400 millimeters width with a 100 millimeters stem length. So this being said, the distance between the front of the saddle to the handlebar grip is 530 millimeters. And the difference between the top of the saddle and the top of the handlebar is 93 millimeters, which is not a huge gap, right? It's not a big difference. Apparently, the recent fitting position is with Rutul, they are focusing on putting the riders with a comfortable position so they can ride longer, but also instead of making it a big drop between the handlebar and the saddle, they are trying to stretch the rider forward with a longer stem. So it keeps the rider aerodynamic because his back is flat and not bending too much down when he's on the drops. So that's a trend I spotted on several bikes I'm looking at. But it's not a golden rule. It's just a trend. Like for example, the trend with putting the brake levers inward, like in this case here, is Alaphilippe is actually doing this. They put the brake hood pointing inwards of the handlebar for many reasons. One is for aerodynamics, another one is also to not catch another rider's handlebar when they are in the bench ride in the peloton, and it's also apparently when they are sprinting with the hands on top of the in the hood, it's more comfortable. So several reasons. Nobody give exactly the same one. So yeah. But I suspect it's probably better for it's to avoid the crash. I mean, to catch another rider's handlebar when they are in the peloton in a bunch. Right, back to the bike size. So I did talk about the positioning. Well, the frame is a size 52. It's actually the difference between the SL7 and the SL6 is there is a shorter head tube. The head tube of the SL7 is 113 millimeters, and if I remember well, the SL6 was 126. However, they counterbalance it with a 3 millimeters longer fork. But what it gives, it allows riders to have a stronger front end of the frame. The front triangle is because of the shorter head tube, it gives a stronger front triangle, and it also gives more aerodynamics. It's less drag with the rider can get his stem and his handlebar lower than the previous version. And what I like about this frame is also the lower BB. The BB on the size 52 is 72 millimeters drop. It gives a lower gravity center on this bike, so it's really, really nice. It's a marginal gain, but here when you lower the body, you decrease the drag without spending extra money on expensive components. Now, talking about the components, well, it is a specialized bike, so almost all the components are from Specialized, like the wheels are from Roval, which is the wheels department of Specialized. The tires are from Specialized, and again here a trend recently, it's the teams are actually like the team Quickstep, now it's called Quickstep Alpha Vinyl Team. They are racing on Crenshaws. So it's very interesting how things go around. Like we went from clincher to tubulars, from tubulars to clinchers and then tubeless and now back to clincher. So they are using like a very smooth type of rolling tires, and they are called the specialized turbo cotton tires. Section is 26 millimeters, and they ride them with latex inner tubes, so it makes a very very smooth riding, and it's very close with the feeling is similar with tubular type of tires. That's why they are getting to this direction currently. The gears are, as I said, it's Shimano DI2 12-speed disc brakes. Finally arrive on the bikes. I think it's pretty old. Maybe I should mention the saddle is also from Specialized. Lafilippe is using the Specialized Romin Evo with carbon rails saddle. The pedals are from Shimano. They are the SPD R9100 type. The GPS, the speedometer system is from Wahoo. It is the Element Roam system. It's very good. I really like this one. It's very easy to use. And maybe I will finish up with the ceramic bearings in the bottom bracket and in the hubs. Everything is rolling smoothly. That's it. If you have any questions or comments, just please leave them on my homepage, because it's very difficult for me to have my eyeballs everywhere. So if you write to me on my homepage, I will definitely see it and reply to you. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to catch you on the next episode.